Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Stephen Palm, please?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so in, just for qualification purpose, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, so in, are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. All right, so then regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would that be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And, in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
55.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. All right, sir, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this, on the upcoming presidential election, congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. Okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. All right, so in thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
all right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would that be strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, their president and Congress to be focused on. For each one, please, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to them focus on, okay? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one would be protecting our personal data online from foreign countries. Not important,
five.
Somewhat important. What number?
Five.
Okay, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Seven.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
Ten.
Banning TikTok.
Two,
okay. Improving K through 12 education.
Eight.
Okay. And addressing immigration and border security.
Five.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Nine.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
Nine.
And banning assault weapons.
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? But you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one will be Mike Johnson from 0 to 100.
I'll give him a 10.
10, okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
I'll give him 90.
90, okay. Joe Biden.
I'll give him 90.
90. Meta / Facebook.
20.
20. Republicans in Congress.
2.
2. Elon Musk.
0.
0. TikTok.
50.
50. Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
And Democrats in Congress.
80.
80. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president was held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can also tell me that.
Joe Biden.
Okay, I'll be Joe Biden. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president, in your own words?
Because he's a good steward of the economy and he respects the rule of law.
Okay. Good steward of the economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You say of economy and what else?
He respects the rule of law.
Okay. He respects. Of law. Okay. He respects the rule of law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of law. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Okay, sir, in changing gears now, okay, we want to ask you a couple questions about tech issues like that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Not much, okay. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or and our society or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
Okay, would you say somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more, okay. All right, sir, and which of the following is closer to your view? Okay, tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More regulation.
More regulated, okay. And thinking about the potential use of misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would that be X, formerly known as Twitter, Google, TikTok, Facebook, or Meta, Instagram, or YouTube, or video games?
The biggest threat to my private data? Facebook.
Yes, sir. Facebook?
Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so in switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? TikTok, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month or less than once a month or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. What about X, formerly Twitter?
Once a day.
Once a day, about once a day. Okay, what about Facebook?
Once a month.
Okay, about once a month. Instagram?
Once a month.
And YouTube?
Once a week.
Once, okay, about once a day. A week, right?
Week.
Okay, okay, have multiple times a week or multiple times a month, less than, once a month?
Let's say multiple times a week.
Multiple times a week. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies for each. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? The first one says TikTok keeps its users' data secure. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
What keeps user data secure?
TikTok.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. What about TikTok plays a negative role in society?
I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat agree?
Just somewhat.
Okay, X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, sir. Meta plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society?
Strongly agree.
And Meta keeps its users' data secure?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into a law?
Yes.
Yes a lot, yes a little, or?
Yes a lot.
Okay, yes a lot. All right, sir. Next, I'd like to ask you about, the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from U.S. and its parent company doesn't divest from, or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I oppose it.
Would that be somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. All right. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Neither.
Okay. So be no difference, right?
Yeah. It's just not that important to me.
Okay. All right, sir. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Would that be they are playing politics, they are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors, they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, they are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors. And the last one say they think TikTok is based on bad influence on children and teens.
Can I say all of those?
Well, I think only, let me see, only let me pick the primary motivation. Just one.
The primary motivation of lawmakers to pass that law, what they said was China was spying on people.
Okay, so China is spying on us, right? Concerned China. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please select, you can select all that apply on this one. So would you say cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News or MSNBC, talk or news radio, news
cable
aggregators.
News, not talk radio.
Not talk
news
radio.
Aggregators, sure.
such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard. Okay?
Not those.
Okay, what about social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
News websites or apps?
Yes.
And music and entertainment sites?
No.
YouTube?
No.
National even network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Yes.
Print newspapers or magazine?
Yes.
And local TV news?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? And I really want to thank you for you taking your time and helping with this survey. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Doctorate.
Okay, so postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, or MD,
yes,
et cetera. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, with this, this concludes our survey. Really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.